scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. In our Gospel, Jesus tells us, call no one on earth your father. And I go by Father Caleb, Father Zane, and our friend Father Jake. Gulp. It says, call no one else on earth your father. What about our mom and dad? We call them our parents, mom and dad. Gulp. And what about our teachers? Call no one on earth your teachers. We do that all the time. They're instructors, our teachers. Jesus says not to call them that. Gulp. We're doing things the wrong way, or what's going on? Are we disobeying Jesus? Sunday afternoon, I had a little time in the afternoon. I watched some sports highlights for a little bit. Some soccer players doing bicycle kicks, some football players, all sorts of tricks they were doing. It was, I think, really cool. But after they got a touchdown or scored a goal, the athletes would finish by celebrating in different ways. Some would act like they were the best person in the world, pumping their chest saying, I'm the greatest. Maybe some athletes could instead be like, oh, that's nothing. Like, that was just an accident, just luck, never mind. Or maybe a third option could be just thanks. Lord, that was wonderful. I'm so happy that worked out. You let me work hard and you let me get an amazing goal or score an incredible touchdown. In the same way, priests, parents, teachers, leaders, God wants to use us for great things. If we do amazing things, maybe we score high grade on our tests, maybe our parents do something incredible for us, I don't know. The Lord wants to do great things through us. And when that happens, what we cannot do is act like it was all me. I did that. I'm awesome. Because that's just not true. But also what we can't do is act like, oh, it was just luck. Like, eh, that was nothing, whatever. No. Our response should just be, thank you, Lord. That was amazing. It's like priests, teachers, and parents. God calls them to do amazing things. They cannot be like the soccer player who scores a goal, like, I'm amazing. They also can't be like, oh, I don't want to seem like I'm doing awesome things, so I just won't do that good leadership thing I should do. No, God wants us to rise up to do the very best in everything we do, and then thank God for it. So in everything we do today, whether we're taking a test, whether we're in gym class, whether we're just having a good conversation with our friends, do your very best for the glory of God. Then after you score high on that test, or at least do your very best on it, after you score a goal at recess, whatever happens, after that happens, just give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord. You want to do great things through me, and I want to thank you for that gift.